פרק ד', סעיף חוף חף. חיתוך תפוזים והשקולית. Person wants to go and cut a tapuz, a orange, or a shkolit, or a grapefruit. Chof ches. Hachoytach tapuzim. Person who cuts oranges, ve'esh shkolit, or grapefruit. Letzerech hachonat salat peyot. In order to go and prepare salat from, salad from peyot. V'shas hachonat, when he goes and prepares it, it accumulates. Betzalachat hamitz shel ha'peirot. Because he's cutting it, comes out juice, and at the bottom in the tzalachat, in the saucer, comes the mitz from the peirot. The juice from the peirot. Nira, it seems, the motor lishtot es hamitz. You're allowed to drink the juice. A ha'ora. Look in the footnotes. So what did he say? Now, if a person goes and cuts oranges or ashkolit, grapefruits, even though when he cuts it, the juice comes out, you're allowed to drink the juice which comes and accumulates in the saucer. Why? Because, first of all, you're not doing any of this from schita. You're not squeezing out anything. You're cutting it and the juice comes out. Not called squeezing, that's number one. Now what about mashkim shazohu, which we learned before, if you've got juice which comes out, here the juice goes first into the food. First it goes into the orange, or into the grapefruit, and afterwards it comes out. So that is considered as mashka bola eichel, the eichel Shabbos holds, that you're allowed to do it and drink the soup, the juice which comes out. סעיף חוף טס. מיץ שהצטבר בתחתית כערת פיות. If you've got juice which accumulates, gathers in the underneath from the צלחת, in the saucer, you get the juice. חוף טס. כערה, if you've got a saucer, מלאו סלט, which has got inside it, סלט. סלט פיות. שהצטבר, which accumulates בתחתיתה, mitz. Underneath it, it comes a lot of mitz. Mitz comes in it. Near the mutter lishtoisei, you're allowed to drink the juice which comes from the salat. Again, tutim, if you've got strawberries, shazov mehem tzir, which comes out, the juice comes out of it. Mutter lishtoisei, you're allowed to drink it. Like we learned before, that the fifth before, the same reason is here, that since, first of all, it goes into the salad, the juice comes from the salad, it's considered mashka bola oichel. Mashka bola oichel, afterwards it goes out, the Orchel Shabbos says you're allowed to drink it afterwards. Perek Dalet Seif Lamed. Nesinat Prusat Limon, putting a piece of lemon, betoch bekos tei, inside his tea. Muta liten prusat limon letoich kois tei. You're allowed to put a piece of lemon inside your tea. The keili shlishi. He says you should only do it in keili shlishi because you got a problem from bishul. You got a problem from cooking it on Shabbos. He only says, of course, you're not allowed to do that only in the keili shlishi. Va'af shemitz halimon. Even though that the sauce, the juice from the lemon, Yotza, it goes out, umisarev, and it gets mixed, the mashka with the juice, the sauce which is there, the noisim by time, and it puts, and it gives it a taste. Mikol mokim, even though, ein bezeh gzeiras mashkim shezovu. It doesn't have a problem, the gzeira from mashkim shezovu. It doesn't have the gzeira from, which we said before, which mashkim which comes out from a fruit is problematic. You're not allowed to use it on Shabbos, but here it is not considered mashkim shezavu. Why? Because one doesn't have any status that you see this juice altogether. Straight away, when it comes out, it goes into the cup. There was no status which you saw this juice. Chazanish says no problem altogether. Omnum, but Asur lischot es prusat halimon. You're allowed to squeeze that piece of lemon, because they like to memeno es amitz, in order to take out, make come out from it that juice. That means even if you do it with a spoon, if you go and take a spoon and there is a piece of lemon inside your teeth, you're not allowed to squeeze with your spoon the lemon, because you're taking out the juice going into juice. Juice going into juice, you're not allowed to do that. That is schita. But if you don't squeeze it out with your own hands, but you put it inside the cup and it comes out from itself, there's no problem from schita. The only problem could be mashkin shezovu, but it's not considered mashkin shezovu because it comes out from itself, and when there's no status, one sees it being a liquid. Se'if lamed aleph. Achilas eshkolit. A person wants to eat a grapefruit. Muter lechol eshkolit chatsuyo. You're allowed to eat eshkolit, which is half. And if they cap it with a teaspoon. Va'af shahapiri nischat, even though you're squeezing the pre. Toch kedei achilosoi, while you're eating it. AR and see the footnote. What's that mean? If a person in the chura, what's he doing? He is squeezing out the grapefruit when he eats it, but not considered squeezing out. Why not? Because he doesn't want to squeeze it out altogether. That's not what he wants to do. He's eating the grapefruit. When he eats it, he doesn't want the juice to come out. It's loy nichale. He doesn't want it. And also he's doing it, he's not doing the normal way a person usually goes and squeezes something. So that halacha is, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos.